Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and some of you may be interested in my Wednesday night television show where web video meets the issues. Tonight's videos include a San Francisco songwriter's ode to Paul Krugman. That's tonight at 7:30 on CUNY TV, Channel 75, on the New York City cable systems. So, listeners, do you find that you use your digital camera more for its movie function than for taking pictures? Do you terrorize your family and friends by sticking your ultra-cheap flip video camera in their faces at every turn? Do you surf YouTube? Or maybe you're a vlogger. If so, you might be thinking, hey, how hard can directing a film really be? Well, my next guest wants to enable you, my would-be filmmaker, and he's written a book that he says will become your independent directing Bible. It is called Direct Your Own Damn Movie, and here now to offer tips, consolation, and inspiration, we hope, is filmmaker Lloyd Kaufman. He's president of Troma Entertainment. Yes, that Troma, which brought you classics like The Toxic Avenger, Terra Firma, and Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, relating to our last segment, of course, and a musical based on The Toxic Avenger, opens next week off-Broadway. Lloyd Kaufman, welcome back to WNYC. Hi there.
Well, thank you. Greetings from Tromaville, Brian. And, you know, when we're not making those great movies like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, the Troma team likes to kick back and listen to the greatest radio empire, the Brian Lehrer Radio Empire.
That is too kind. In this, it's also the smallest empire anywhere
well,
on the planet.
You're independent, which is cool. That's kind of what we've done in Troma for 35 years, is created a little, well, yours is big. Ours is a very small, independent movie studio.
Independence is what it's all about, that's for sure. And in this age of big studio, mega-budget blockbusters, are you giving the indie director hope?
Well, I've got a new book out. If you come down to the Strand bookstore tonight, you'll be able to read Direct Your Own Damn Movie, which is a book published by Focal Press, Strand Bookstore, 828 Broadway, New York, downtown.
Well, that's good. But what do you say to the listener who's thinking, and I have the book here and it's really fun, why should I take directing advice from someone who directs low-budget campy horror films with titles like Tromeo and Juliet?
You probably shouldn't, but I think the biggest lesson, Brian, if may I call you Brian?
Please, because the other alternatives are too ugly to imagine.
The lesson from my 40 years of filmmaking is if an idiot like me can make movies that come from the heart that and have had total control for 40 years over his so-called art with head crushings, with movies like Terra Firma and movies with confused transsexual hermaphrodites and hideous deformed creatures of superhuman size and strength like the Toxic Avenger, if I can do it, anybody can do it. You do not have to go out and be part of these devil-worshipping media conglomerates. You don't have to go to Disneyland and wear the Pinocchio clothing and work your way up. You don't have to be a Harvard business graduate Xeroxing at William Morris Agency. You can make your own damn movies.
Now, you used to advertise in the back of the Village Voice for interns and, I think, actors, right?
Well, now, thanks to the miracle of the Internet, we are able to do that. And with Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, I was able to get pretty much all of our cast and crew thanks to putting things out on the things like Craigslist and the Troma website, of course, troma.com. In fact, the fellow who scored Poultrygeist came in from the middle of the wheatlands of Canada, Edmonton, Canada. He, you know, I put something up on the internet, making a chicken Indian zombie anti-fast food movie called Poultrygeist. Need someone to write a musical score. No money. The guy did it.
How about that? So, listeners, we have about 10 minutes. Did you answer one of Lloyd's Village Voice ads way back when and want to share a Troma experience? Or do you have a directing question for Lloyd, author now of Direct Your Own Damn Movie? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. We don't even have to bleep out that word, according to the FCC. 212-433-9692. Or you can make your own damn comment on our website by going to WNYC.org and clicking on the Brian Lehrer Show. So the Toxic Avenger, the musical, Lloyd, is currently in previews. It will formally open next Monday at New World Stages on West 50th Street. Do you have any involvement in this?
The reason that it is a wonderfully brilliant musical, and it's hilarious and wonderful entertainment, as I had nothing other than having created the original Toxic Avenger movie and the characters, actually movies. There have been four Toxic Avenger movies. So that's why it's good. They've kept me out of it.
All right. So it's not a sense. They didn't turn it into a sensitive coming-of-age play, though, right?
Well, it's sort of, you get whiffs of the hilarity of Schindler's List during the Toxic Avenger musical. I do have to admit that. And, you know, there's all the funny stuff. But I think what Joe DiPietro, who wrote I Love You, You're Perfect Now, Change, the longest-running Broadway off-Broadway show in history, he wrote the book for Toxic Avenger musical. And David Bryan wrote the music. David is the keyboard artist for
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Bon Jovi.
How about that? Let's get into some directing.
Those guys are brilliant. They've taken the Troma spirit and everything that's in the book, Direct Your Own Damn Movie. They've taken all that 40 years of filmmaking and brought it to the mainstream.
There was a big controversy last year over whether John Bon Jovi, should get into the New Jersey Hall of Fame, and he did. Let's get into some directing nuts and bolts here from the book. Is writing the script step one?
Well, certainly writing, I'm a big believer in the auteur theory of filmmaking that the French propounded in the 60s, namely that the director is the author. The director should be total control of the project, that the film should be an expression of the director's soul. So I think the most important thing is to thine own self be true. To thine own self be true, a phrase coined by William Shakespeare, who, as everyone knows, wrote that best-selling book, 101 Money-Making Screenplay Ideas, otherwise known as Hamlet.
Here's a indie filmmaking question from Richard in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Richard, hi.
Hi, Lloyd.
Yes, sir, Richard. How do you do?
I'm good, good. I'm a cinematographer, and I'm part of this whole transition to digital cinema. And in fact, I'm contemplating today running off to buy a Sony digital video camera for a project. Have you been shooting on digital, and more interesting, have you been projecting on video, or do you still have to make film prints?
That's a great question. Poultrygeist, we shot on 35 millimeter because I was educated in the sprocket hole world. But I do have the ability, the genius. I can make 35 millimeter look like crappy digital photography. So I'm there. But we do finance. We have produced a number of movies on digital, and the public is, as long as you have a good script, as Brian has just alluded to, as long as you've got a good script and something that's entertaining, you can make your movie on toilet paper, and people will show up. That's the big lesson. You don't have to have celluloid. And indeed, more and more cinemas are changing over to digital formats. The big problem is that most of the cinemas are under the thumb of the major conglomerates. So even though Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, was the highest grossing screen in the country the day it opened, the weekend it opened, we still got kicked out 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later by Indiana Jones because that film for some reason had to be on every screen in the entire country. But we managed to squeeze into another theater because now there are lots of bars and nightclubs and club and other venues that are bringing in digital projections, so you don't have to. The public is fed up with the baby food, $100 million movies, and they want to see more independent work. So there is indeed lots of other venues where you can get your film projected, Richard.
Paulette in Brooklyn here on WNYC with Lloyd Kaufman. Hello. Paulette?
Hey, Lloyd. Hey, it's Paulette Powell.
Hey, Paulette Powell. Wow. Paulette's been in Terra Firma. Paulette and Jim Salakrup, who edited the Toxic Avenger Marvel comic, were in Terra Firma, and it was an amazing acting performance.
You guys don't need my radio show to bring you together. You could just go to lunch. What's up, Paulette?
Lloyd, you've been inspirational to so many people. You really have. And when I first came to New York City way back in 1989, Lloyd actually helped me get my stuff out there because he made it easy.
Well, I'm chairman of the Independent Film and Television Alliance, Brian, which is the trade association for the independent world, IFTA. And as such, I've gotten a lobbying campaign going in Washington to try to bring to the attention of the FCC, which you mentioned, and the Congress, and the opinion makers in Washington, that independent art and commerce and information, which is so controlled by a cartel of these conglomerates, that we need to kind of roll back some of the monopolistic tendencies in our country and bring back some of the rules that used to prevent monopoly.
So do you have an opinion of Julius Jankowski, President Obama's pick for FCC chair? I know he used to work for USA Networks and at IAC Interactive. Do you think he'll be indie friendly?
Well, Obama took a lot of money from the conglomerates, but he has come out for net neutrality on the Internet, net neutrality being the democratic open, Troma's website and get 500,000 people every month because the Internet is the last democratic medium. The Toxic Avenger musical website is terrific, thetoxicavengermusical.com. If people like it, they'll go there. It's not like the entertainment industry, which is a kind of a closed club. I think that...
What net neutrality does is prevent Internet service providers from charging people more, for example, to go to the Toxic Avenger website than some other big corporate website that pays them off. So go ahead.
And the new FCC commissioner, whose name I cannot pronounce, has, I think he's got some experience with documentary filmmaking. From what I understand, he will be pretty open to keeping the Internet democratic and diverse. That's a big word in the Obama world, diversity. And if they want diversity in the media, they better stay with net neutrality on the Internet. If you go to YouTube, I've made a little PSA about, if you type in Lloyd Kaufman and net neutrality or Lloyd Kaufman media consolidation, you'll get, or IFTA, if you type in those words, you'll get some PSAs that we've produced.
Now, let's see. I think Jeff in Manhattan has a review of working for you. Is that right, Jeff?
Am I on there?
You are, Jeff.
Okay. I worked on a production, I don't know if it was maybe the first film that you made. This was in the early 80s. I was in film school in California, but I lived in New York, so I came back for the summer. And I don't know if it was in the back of the Village Voice, how I found you guys, but I did just about everything as a PA. I think the movie was called Waitress?
Yes, Waitress, 1980. I think who was in Vincent D'Onofrio, I think, was in that movie. And then he was supposed to be in the first Toxic Avenger film, but... I think I fired him, having a great ability to judge talent.
Yeah, I think I was making $50 a week, and I did everything. I drove the cars, I scouted locations, I worked with the camera crew. That was the best part, was I got to actually be best boy for a little while with the film, learning how to load the cameras, put the cameras together. And at one point you needed a bum who had long hair, and I had long hair, and I guess I kind of looked like a bum, and I got in a scene. You know, I mean, it was just crazy. You guys are flying by the seat of your pants.
What do you do now, Jeff?
I'm a musician now.
That's great, Jeff. Troma is a great way to learn how to produce, because if you're a capable production assistant, you'll learn everything. You'll learn it all.
I just remember falling asleep everywhere I went because, you know, it was just exhausting.
Waitress was very rugged because a lot of it we had to film in Marty's restaurant at nighttime, because during the day he wanted to operate his restaurant. So that was what made that difficult.
Well, you know, you've lived a wild life when becoming a musician is going straight.
You know, film was just too expensive back then. It's a video and stuff, and anybody can do it. But
that's true.
Cost was prohibitive.
Jeff, thank you very much. Now, you're married, Lloyd, to Pat Swinney Kaufman, who's the executive director of the New York State Governor's Office for Motion Picture and Television Development. So you've got a connection, and I guess, therefore, the Troma Empire will resist the lure of cheaper space in Vancouver.
Well, Certainly my wife, the commish, the fact that she's been able to have a career in spite of the shame of being married to me is a tribute to her ability. Were it not for me, I believe she would be where Joe Biden is today, at the very least. She is the most capable, hardworking, decent person you'll ever meet, Pat Kaufman. And the industry here loves her. She has done so much for the film industry. Were I to make a movie outside New York, I probably would have my my rosy gluteus maximus kicked to Vancouver.
And that is where we have to leave it, except to say that Lloyd Kaufman's new book is just out, Direct Your Own Damn Movie, 40 Years of Filmmaking Secrets Revealed, and that he will be appearing tonight at 7 p.m. at the Strand Bookstore, Broadway and 12th Street. Check out our website for more information. Hey, Lloyd, great to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Exhausting. That caller was right. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.